Well, it's only right and fair that, you know, if Andy Lonsdale is going to meet the terms of the boycott and pay the footballing creditors and the council and clear the winding up petition, then it's only fair that we give him the opportunity to speak to our members. That opportunity comes 3 days after the court date and before the next home game.
The court date, of course, on the 15th of December. He hasn't got long to sort this out. It's £1 million is a lot of money to find.
Well, apparently he's assured the court that he's got it and he's filed documents to say that. If he doesn't find it, he could be risking the wrath of the court himself.
Is this a case of the Trust calling Andy Lonsdale's bluff?
Not at all. I mean, you know, we've been accused of having a hidden agenda. This is showing that we don't have a hidden agenda. Our membership makes our decisions, and this is entirely Andy Lonsdale having the ability to speak directly to all our members, to tell them exactly what his plans are, and for our members individually to make their own decisions.
If he does pay the debts off, or at least has made genuine steps in that direction by the next court appointment, are you confident the bulk of the members will sort of get back on board and the boycott would be lifted?
I mean, the boycott itself, as long as the terms are met, the financial terms, then the boycott is technically completed. Whether the members themselves have other opinions is entirely up to them. I couldn't really speak for them as individuals because I am one of hundreds.
Presumably you canvassed a bit of opinion before Andy Lonsdale was invited to this meeting. Broadly, were the people you spoke to in favour of that move?
People have got concerns. You know, they've got concerns about the motives and, you know, the future direction of the club. And this is a perfect opportunity for Andy Lonsdale to put people's minds at rest, explain how the club is going to move forward and you know, put his arm round the membership and the wider support base of the football club and sell them his vision.
Are you optimistic he will accept your invitation?
We hope so. I mean, we've certainly given him a couple of weeks' notice, so hopefully he can clear his calendar.
And, of course, the other thing that comes out of the decision to adjourn for another couple of weeks is that it's to be hoped there's some positive outcome on the 15th, really. Otherwise, realistically, it's going to be another month, isn't it? Because, of course, Christmas and New Year comes up fairly soon afterwards.
We've had indication that the judge wants this resolved before the Christmas break. Hopefully that will be the case.
So the message finally to Andy Lonsdale is you're welcome. Come and tell us what you're going to do. Is that the general thrust of it?
Yeah, we'll have we're yet to secure an exact venue, but we hope to secure one by the weekend. The bar will be open. We'll put on some nibbles. Let's come and have a chat.